You know, we're hearing a lot about terrorist days. It's on our minds. Let me talk about Christian terrorists today. You say, what? I'm Rex Bullock, and this is Power Surge. Yeah, all kinds of things have happened, spates of bombings, and of course we know all about the terror acts around the country, but some time ago there was a terrorist act which happened by a group called the Lebanese Armed Revolution Faction. And according to the investigators in France who looked into this group, the core of them was comprised of what was called leftist Christians. And news stories labeled their leader, Jorge Ibrahim Abdallah, a Christian. Now, wait a minute. That any terrorist should bear the name of Christ is a travesty. Cowardly and indiscriminate slaughter of innocent people in order to make political statements or demand political changes is totally foreign to the spirit and the teachings of Christ. Increasing numbers of people, including some theologians, have attempted in recent years to identify Jesus as a zealot, to link his teachings with Marxist principles, and to justify atrocities in his name. Now, in order to do that, my friend, they have to just rewrite history. They have to totally reinterpret the New Testament. I'm telling you, friend, truth is not on their side. Well, Jesus Christ is the final judge of all men. In the last judgment, the crimes of violence that have been committed in his name will be exposed as satanic strategies for smearing that name with dishonor. Christian and terrorist can never be true synonyms. There are no Christian terrorists, my friend. I'm Rex Bullock. This is Power Surge. Glad you've come along. Hey, I hope you'll have a great day and be back with me tomorrow.